Call today.
Free Talk Live. You bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch here into hour number two of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. Still to come, we'll talk about British dental care and what one company's offering as a solution. But first, because you might have heard that they've got socialist dental care over there. Anyway, let's talk first to the ladies. Jean in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jean.
Hello.
Jean, you're on the air.
Hello.
You are on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, okay, yeah. You guys are talking about salvia. I mean, I wasn't aware that people were tripping out on it. But isn't that just like, isn't that a sage?
It is a sage. It is, yes.
Is this a particular kind of sage that they're using?
It's salvia divinorum. I don't know how else to describe it. That's the official name for the plant.
Divinorum. And what, it's indigenous to Mexico? Or I'm not sure. I guess is that
it's
the
known
it?
For. I don't know if it's. I'm sure it's indigenous to Mexico, but it grows elsewhere. Obviously, it's the Oaxacan Indians were the people that made it sort of famous. They're known for using it down through history.
It's actually pretty easy to grow as a house plant, as I understand it.
Right. So they've just banned this one particular type of sage.
That is correct. It is now in Ohio and about 8 or 9 other states. It is a prohibited illegal narcotic substance.
So you can't have the plant either?
You cannot possess the plant, no.
Whoa.
Yeah,
okay.
It's pretty crazy, huh?
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous.
Have you ever
tried?
That
doesn't make anything that's bad.
You've never tried this, obviously. You're asking questions.
No, but, you know, I work with herbs, and I'm just amazed that... it's just whatever.
I believe it's related to the mint family.
It's just more ridiculous government meddling into people's private lives.
Sure is.
Isn't it just bizarre that a naturally growing plant can be made illegal?
Mm-hmm.
I find that offensive. And I'm sure God does, too. I mean, the whole essence of life considers that offensive. I mean, if you think that there is a life force or a life spirit, you got to realize, you know, how dare this little minuscule creation part of me say that anything of me is illegal?
I think you're spot on with that point. I mean, if that's if that's the case, then you could absolutely extrapolate that government is anti-life. Government is being anti-freedom in so many ways that it is, and so oppressive. It's anti-life.
Well,
that's
they're
what the state
anti-everybody
is.
Else's life, but not theirs or
good
their
point.
Buddies. You know,
that's true. Touche.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan on the amp line. Dan is in New Jersey. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was calling in. You guys invited people to call in with salvia experiences. And
sure.
So I was going to call in and talk about that.
Is it still legal down there in New Jersey?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
I actually have some
I hope
right
you
now.
Don't find out the hard way.
Well, I don't really care.
Okay.
Anyway.
you will once they come after you.
Yeah, right. I have some right now that I actually bought in New York at a smoke shop there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a 10X extract. But I've only actually used salvia just a handful of times, maybe 6 times. And the first time was... back in, like, 2002 or 2003, I had read about it online and ordered some from one of the online retailers. I just have to preface this with, like, I'm a really rational person, and I realize anytime I've ever tried to describe a hallucinogenic experience that about 2 sentences in, I just sound like a crazy person.
because it's really
so
indescribable,
difficult.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
you can't put it into words.
So difficult to verbalize that kind of experience. But there are some like kind of common threads that I found at least when I use it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say of the 6 times I've used it, probably 4 of those were kind of a very hallucinogenic experience, and maybe a couple of those, like Ian said, I just kind of got the giggles, nothing interesting happened. But the first time I used it was, like I said, in 2002 or 2003, I had a friend with me, and we went out to like a nature trail, you know, kind of like a hiking trail type area. And when I smoked at that time, I remember I was using a small pipe and took maybe one or two hits. And almost every time I do it, I completely forget that I've smoked anything.
Hmm.
And apparently after inhaling, I handed the pipe and the lighter to my friend. I forgot completely that I did that. But as we were sitting on the edge of this trail, I looked to my right down the trail. And the trees, I don't know if you've ever seen some of the really old cartoons, but where the, like, the trees have faces and are dancing.
Sure, yeah.
That's what the trail looked like. You know,
wow.
The trees were very alive and animated. And
I'm gonna have to try that stuff outside sometime.
And one of the trees, the roots of the tree looked like legs, you know, stretching up. And the tree kind of had a face and was like,
so Mark,
bending,
it's okay
over
if
looking.
Jack, it's just like a Disney movie. It's okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Were they singing as well?
Really comfortable with that.
Were they singing a happy little tune?
No, there was no singing.
Okay.
But the tree kind of looked at me bending over, like between its root legs, if you will.
Wow.
And I said out loud, it's just like the Wizard of Oz. And the other thing is I forgot that my friend was there completely. Mm-hmm. He was sitting maybe a foot from me, but out of my field of vision. And I forgot that he was there, but I had the feeling that there was another entity there, aside from the tree and aside from my friend.
Very interesting.
I just felt that there was someone there, kind of the feeling you have when you know someone's in the room with you, even though you're not looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually a common thread that I've seen in my experiences and also what I've read from others' experiences.
Wait, which is the common thread, the trees or
No.
You're talking about the salvia goddess?
The feeling that there's someone else near you, even if you're alone.
Really?
Another time that I've done it, I was actually in my bedroom, and the same thing, you know, smoked, and almost immediately forgot that I'd smoked anything at all. And I actually don't even know if my eyes were open or closed. I was actually laying on my bed. But
wow.
Looking at my bedroom, the wall completely was gone. And it was like there was an open field outside my bedroom. And there was like a bleacher of people, you know, like stands that you might see like at a football game.
Uh-huh.
And there were just tons of people outside there. But it didn't seem strange to me at all.
Were they observing you or just oblivious to you?
No, just oblivious. They were just doing their own thing, almost like they were watching, you know, a football game or something outside.
Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah, those are, and the entire, you know, time span for these kind of hallucinations are maybe a few minutes,
yeah,
max. It definitely, time seems to stretch, and it seems like a lot of time has passed. But after, you know, after those hallucinations pass, you know, whether they're, you know, closed eye or open eye visuals or what, mm-hmm, have you, you know, there's probably kind of a buzzed feeling,
right,
similar
you're
to
still feeling
the
affected
marijuana.
Yeah, you're still feeling affected by the chemicals. Those are amazing stories, and I'm glad you were able to at least verbalize some of what you'd experienced. I mean, obviously,
I'm glad you survived it.
I don't think anybody's been killed by smoking.
Don't do it around heavy equipment, I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't be doing drugs around heavy equipment. Even you should be drinking around heavy equipment. I mean, that seems like an obvious thing to say, but I guess we have to state the obvious here.
Proliferate it enough, and you will find that person.
For all of the, you know, the 15-year-olds tuning in here that have never heard of this stuff before, yes, this is definitely an experience, and it is something that's quite unique, quite possibly dangerous, which is why it's always good to have somebody around who is completely sober and can help you. You know, if you have a situation where you might be doing something dangerous to yourself. But do you believe that it was worth a worthwhile experience for you, Dan?
Yeah, I think so. I can come back after the break if you want, but I think it's a worthwhile experience. Everyone's different. Everyone is going to react differently to an experience like that. So absolutely use a sitter if you're going to do something like that and
I want to thank you for the call and thank you for sharing that with us. We really appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time for the Finally Thin Radio Minute with tips, information, and motivation to achieve your own success on any weight loss plan. Here's your host, noted author and diet expert, Kim Benson.
Even I, a reluctant exerciser, appreciated the dozens of benefits for making the time to get in shape. One way to be able to eat a little bit more is to move a little more. And exercise has so many other benefits. It strengthens cardiovascular and respiratory systems. It reduces the risk of osteoporosis, keeping those bones and muscles strong. It prevents and manages type 2 diabetes, and it eases depression and stress. It reduces the risks of certain types of cancers. It improves sleep, including reducing sleep disorders. It helps manage weight loss and maintenance, and exercise promotes a longer, healthier life. Not only do you reap the immediate benefits of the calories you've burned, but exercise also increases the body's metabolic rate, and that can be very important for long-term weight loss success. For the Finally Thin Radio Minute, I'm Kim Benson.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit KimBenson.com. Kim Benson tried every diet going, but yo-yoed her way to 350 pounds. Then she did it. 212 pounds later, she is finally thin. How she did it and how you can too is all in her new book, Finally Thin. Finally Thin breaks down success into a 10-step system showing readers exactly how she accomplished her weight loss goal. A must-have for anyone trying to lose weight. Finally Thin by Kim Benson is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring out whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there at bbs.freetalklive.com. And again, it's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system. ever invented. You can put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can go to PrivacyHarbor.com today and get a you can sign up for a free account. That's PrivacyHarbor.com.
1-800-259-9231. We're talking about the war on drugs, specifically talking about people's experiences with one drug, salvia. The active chemical is salvinorin A. Salvia is a plant. It grows naturally in the earth. It's something that was, I guess it got known by the Oaxacan Indian tribes down in Mexico, using it, their shamans using it to go on what they call shaman experiences, or essentially a shamanistic journey of some sort. And essentially it is a highly hallucinogenic psychedelic experience that lasts for only a few minutes, just a handful of minutes. And it, some people have described it as far more hallucinogenic, far more psychedelic than LSD, a more potent drug, but doesn't last as long. So you get a 3-minute very intense trip experience. And for some people, it's been life-changing. For some people, it's been quite unpleasant. For some people, it's been fun for them. And I'm sure there's a variety of experiences out there. And I mentioned last hour, I haven't mentioned it this hour, Arrowid.org's great website. It's a real compendium of knowledge on various different drugs, not just illegal drugs, but also prescription drugs and other plants and drugs, all kinds of information, frequently asked questions, trip experiences from glowing to absolutely negative. So you can really read quite a variety of information and experiences in regards to whatever drug it might be that you're interested in. And if you are interested in doing, especially psychedelic drugs, you should. I mean, even if it's not psychedelic, even if it's just uppers or downers or whatever it is you're looking at doing, please do your research first. Please don't just take your friend's advice. Go and do the research. Spend some time learning about what it is you're planning on doing. That way you can minimize whatever harm could possibly come from your experience. So that website,
these things
again.
These things are dangerous, yeah. And the more information you have, the better off you are. Obviously, I think the best, the safest route is abstinence, kids. However, I don't think that everybody's going to participate in abstinence, so I think education's the next best step.
So you can do that over at arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org. And Dale, you were sharing with us during the break there your first experience with salvia. Now, the reason we brought up salvia tonight is because Ohio, the state legislature there, passed a ban on it, and the governor signed it. And so in 90 days, Ohio will be, I think, the ninth state to make possessing this particular plant a crime. So people will be put into jail cells now to prevent them from experiencing this particular plant, and I find that absolutely outrageous. But all that aside, we've been sort of discussing the more experiential side of these things. But we can talk about prohibition. We've certainly discussed it before on the show, and I'm sure we'll touch on it here. But you were telling us about your first experience, and I said, well, that's got to be for on air. So okay, why don't you start over?
All right. Well, yeah, so I did, the first time I did it, I had a couple of friends with me that I only knew them a little. I only met them a couple of times. You know, they're Free State Project participants, and they were at my house, and we tried it, and it was in a quiet room with dim lights, and they were very respectful and not trying to mess with me and in my altered state and everything. And so it was nice in that sense. When the first rush came on of the experience, I looked at them, and it was like I knew them for hundreds of years. You know, it's like I knew them really, really well. I'd always known them.
Oh, and wow, that must have been an interesting feeling.
It's like I woke up from a dream. Like this whole life was just a dream, and I was wide awake suddenly for a moment. And it was a little bit startling and scary, almost like you wake up from a dream that was kind of maybe a little bit pleasant, and you wake up to reality, and you're like, oh, you know, this isn't, you know. So, but then it became very profound, you know.
Right. Well, some of the revelations that you can have on a psychedelic substance can really be, in a way, frightening, because, you know, essentially the world that you know is, it's, these drugs are showing you that not everything is necessarily as it seems, and maybe you don't really know quite exactly what reality is in the first place.
Or maybe, you know, you have a different grasp of the meaning of everything.
Yeah.
You know, you look at things more deeply or with a different part of your mind than you're not used to using or
something. Absolutely.
And so it was a little bit startling at first, almost a little bit unpleasant at first, but very profound. It was kind of like, you know, when you wake up from dream, you're kind of glad to be back to reality. And so in that sense, it was sort of, you know, it was like that. But then, and then, like I said, I looked at these two guys that I'd only known a little while, for a few days, and one of them I knew a little bit longer, but, and I was, it was like, I they had more meaning in my life. I knew them better than like my own brother. You know, they were that. It was for some reason I have felt that sense.
Did you feel like, I mean, afterward, you had that feeling while you were on the Salvia, but did you feel like some of it was held over afterward into the real world? I mean, did you feel like you had a stronger connection with them as a result, or was it like, did it all just wash away?
A lot of it did go away in terms of those two particular people, but that sense, that feeling I got of being connected, I think, to some extent, you try to hold on to that. You try to get back to it because you feel like there's something. It's like when you have a very profound dream and you're trying to remember the dream, and like you felt like you understood something in that state of being in a dream state. You know, you wake up from a dream and you felt like there was something in there very meaningful, and you're trying to get hold of it again. And to some extent, and that's why I wanted to try it again. I think I wanted to try and re-experience that, but the experience is different every time. So, yeah.
And I guess it depends on the various factors. I mean, one of the things we've pointed out when we've talked about psychedelics before in the past is that the most important factor beyond your own mindset of what it is you're intending to experience, if you're anxious or you're upset or you're depressed or you're angry, you should not be doing psychedelic drugs.
Right. And I would like to say, too, the third time I did Salvia, people mess with me, you know, in my altered state. They kind of play jokes with me. And I ended up having a panic attack that night. And now I don't want to ever smoke it again. So it's,
so
you
set
know,
and setting are the next factor. You yourself are part of the set and setting. So if you're feeling bad, you shouldn't be doing psychedelic drugs because the psychedelic drugs can amplify those negative feelings. And if you're around an area, if you're in an area that's not comfortable to you, if you don't know really much about the area that you're in, or you
it will look
never
more
been
foreign.
Before,
it will look more foreign.
Right.
Exactly.
And if the if there's a lot of noise that's unacceptable, or if there are distractions, like, as you're saying, these people that were playing kind of pranks with you and laughing and not being nice, I guess, about the experience. That's not something that you want to incorporate into an experience like that. So set and setting are
yeah, it's
the
really
most
not
important
a party
factors.
Drug. I wouldn't. It's not right. a party drug. This is something that you do it to have this profound experience, and you don't do it to.
It's very
introspective.
At a party. Yeah, it's a very introspective thing. I mean, people have suggested that a dark room with you and one other person is the most appropriate way to do this.
Or dimly lit. Yeah.
Yeah. So 1-800-259-9231, that's the number that will allow you to bring up what you want. Various different states outlawing this. Would love to hear from somebody that thinks that's a good idea. You know, we just don't have the drug warriors calling this show often enough. I know they're out there. I don't really understand their position. I know that some of them feel superior to drug users because they don't use drugs and they're nailed to the X and straight edge or whatever. And I'm, of course, including alcohol in that. So I'd love to hear from somebody who is anti-drug, somebody who is in favor of putting people in jail cells or forcing them into some sort of treatment for trying these things. 800-259-9231. Your calls coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those, including the wiki, with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive for free. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Institute for Humane Studies is now offering free seminars over spring break and summer break. You may be able to still get in on the spring break ones. I've heard that they were stopping applications, but they may still be taking them. This March, join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberals and liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. The IHS provides housing and meals. During the conference, apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through the 12th, or at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. You can find out all kinds of information there, whether it's the summer seminars or the spring ones. Libertarianseminars.com.
800-259-9231. Salvia is a plant. It is now outlawed in 9 states across the United States, and more, I'm sure, are looking at making it illegal because people are out there introspecting and having psychedelic experiences, and boy, we can't have that in this country. Can't have anybody going and exploring their own mind. That's illegal now, so we're going to put people in jail cells to help solve that problem, because it sure has stopped people from using other drugs. I mean, putting people in jail cells has really done a great job at stopping people from using drugs, hasn't it?
Well, no.
No, it hasn't. In fact, one could make the point that the fact that these drugs are illegal gives them a forbidden fruit aspect and actually makes them more attractive
to people. Oh, absolutely.
So is the government really trying to stop people from using drugs, or is it wanting to encourage it, or does it not think that deeply? Is it just that the government people are so reactionary, they see somebody having a good time, they see somebody doing something that they have been taught is they've been told since childhood is wrong, it's wrong to alter your state of consciousness, and they're just lashing out against them? I think that's probably most likely what the truth is. These are just people that don't understand altered states, and they believe there's something inherently wrong with altering the way one perceives perceives the world around us. And that's effectively what alcohol does. I mean, alcohol is the most popular legal drug in the marketplace, and it is a drug that alters your state.
Maybe caffeine.
Caffeine, that to some extent does, sure, and nicotine, I guess, to a small
extent. Absolutely.
And yeah.
Caffeine will alter your state if you take enough of it. If you consume 3 Cokes inside of an hour's period of time. Different people react to caffeine differently, in the same way that different people react to all kinds of drugs differently.
Yeah.
I would come unglued, man, if I drank three Coca-Colas and inside of an hour and a half.
Mormons ban it.
I wouldn't have
really?
Any friends.
Yeah, Mormons can't have caffeine.
Oh, wow. Can they have nicotine?
I don't think so, no.
Probably nothing like that.
I don't think they can have alcohol, nicotine, anything that essentially alters your experience. I mean, they're at least being consistent about it. You know?
Yeah, well, and if it's your religion, you're voluntarily choosing that particular viewpoint. You're choosing to avoid those things for whatever reason you deem appropriate. That's fine.
Right.
I have no problem with that. But I do have a problem with people saying they know what's best and hurting other people. That's what happens when you get arrested for having a bag of salvia or marijuana or a hit of LSD or MDMA or whatever, heroin, cocaine. If you get arrested, you get put in a jail cell, the people who wrote those laws and who enforced them can feel all righteous and sanctimonious about what it is they've done. They can tell themselves that they're helping you, but they're not helping you.
Well, this is what's interesting to me. I mean, no matter, I understand someone being against drugs and thinking that drugs are bad and that people shouldn't use them. I understand that completely. I mean, that's not a far-fetched belief to have, but it does blow my mind to think that you're going to help someone by making it illegal and putting them in jail.
Or forcing them into a treatment program.
Even fining them. If someone has a drug problem and you fine them, how likely is it that think of the money problems that the average person has, and then you slap a multi-$1,000 fine on someone.
You've impoverished them, you've depressed
them. How much more
them?
Likely are they now to commit a crime because they're
Absolutely.
Trying to pay their rent or who knows? I mean, it's just none of these things are solutions to the problem that you believe in.
It's just creating tragedy in people's lives. That's all prohibition has ever done, and yet we, those who are against using or altering one's state have not yet figured out how it is that what they're doing in response is much more dangerous to people's. You're taking away people's freedom. You're taking away their ability to be independent. You're taking away, in many cases, their money. And it's just awful what they're doing as a result of this. Let's go to your calls, though, about what you want. It's David in California on the Amp Line.
Hey, how's it going?
David, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, to start off with Salvia, they sell those at head shops here in California. And,
yes.
My first experience with salvia, it was the worst experience ever.
Really? What was it? How many X was it?
I think it was like 20 or something like that.
20
and,
X.
I did it with the most unlikeliest person, my aunt. And we tried that, and I panicked when I did it. And then when she tried it, she saw all sorts of funny things. She saw Mickey Mouse coming out of the pictures. She saw this box turn into a robot and just all sorts of goofy things.
Wow.
And, I mean, it was an interesting experience. I wouldn't do it because it had a bad effect on me. But
well, how so? What was the bad effect?
Well, I panicked. I didn't feel good after it. It was mentally just wasn't fun.
I think it makes your heart race a little bit. I know a lot of people feel warm afterward, like really warm to the point where
they sweat.
They
want
to take off some of their clothes and, you know. Just to cool off.
I'd like to also make a suggestion. Since we're talking about ways to reduce harm, we were mentioning Arrowhead.org is a great research site to come to the understanding of what some of the side effects are of these drugs and what you can expect out of them and learning about them before you do them. I think one of the other pieces of advice, beyond having a good setting, something that's comfortable, being around people you're comfortable with, being in a place that's comfortable to you, beyond all of that, and having a good mindset, a positive mindset about what it is you're going to do, I think those are the most important factors. But I think there's another important factor, and that is that using a reasonable or small amount of the drug that you're planning on experiencing. So in the case of Salvia, maybe 20X was too much for your first time. You know,
right,
maybe it would have made more sense.
15 was pretty strong for me.
Right. I started with 5X, and, you know, maybe it would make more sense to start on a lightweight kind of scale to sort of dip your feet in and see what it's like at that level.
Why would that make sense? Because he doesn't want to do it, why would it make sense to do it?
I'm not telling him to do it. I'm talking to everybody else listening. I'm talking about the people that are considering doing this. I'm saying instead of jumping in with both feet into the deep end, you sort of test the waters first. Like with mushrooms, for instance, and sometimes there's real good reasons to do this. I've been told that with mushrooms, it's my understanding, rather, that with mushrooms, you don't know how much psilocybin is in one of those mushroom caps that you eat. So you can weigh the mushroom, but that doesn't tell you anything about how much of the actual active chemical is in the mushroom.
Could be stronger than others.
Exactly. So you start light, and you can kind of understand, have a better understanding for what it is you're getting into, whereas if somebody tells you, oh, just eat a whole fourth of an ounce, and then, you know, you end up in some sort of la-la land that you didn't expect to be in, I think it makes sense to take things carefully and cautiously. And also, I think it depends on who you're hanging around. If you're new into the world of psychedelics, then if you're experiencing them with people that aren't as responsible, they may encourage stupid things. They may say, oh, just take two hits of that LSD. Well, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you should try a half a hit instead of two hits. And, of course, again, doing all of your research beforehand. David, your thoughts?
I loved Arrowhead.org growing up because it strayed me away from really bad drugs and just kind of experimenting. I mean, life's short, so you got to try new things.
Well, you don't have to.
You don't have to. No, I don't advocate using drugs, but if you're going to, at least know what you're doing and what you're getting into.
So what else were you calling about tonight?
I'm actually calling about bikeforliberty.com. I know some guy did a walk, and I'm going to do a bike in 2010 from California to New Hampshire.
Wow. I talked to you online. I left you a couple of messages on the forums, I believe.
Right. And I got a website up, too, so you can go to it. Hoping someone brought up a good idea where maybe we can get like more people and be like liberty riders.
That would be cool. You've got enough time to plan it. You say you're going to do it in 2010, so you get certainly plenty of time. People can go to bikeforliberty.com to get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Very cool. Will you do us a favor, David, and let us, keep us in the loop as this develops?
All right.
Thanks for the call, dude. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The pack light is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The pack light comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log.
Show, bring up anything, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Do it over at amp.freetalklive.com. The AMP program stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. We take it, buy a bunch of Salvia Divinorum, and get really high. No, we take the money and reinvest it into the show. And
I don't think you're ever going to be able to talk me into doing that stuff.
No, we get on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board and exposing new people to the message of freedom and some unique ideas they just won't hear anywhere else in talk radio. So if you want to help us out with that and help support the show, you'll get perks too, like access to the AMP only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We are talking about, at least this hour, we've been talking all about Salvia and psychedelic drug experiences, how to be safe, what various different experiences have been for different people, prohibition and how awful of an idea it is, and how if you want to help people stay away from drugs, you shouldn't be threatening them with jail cells. That doesn't ever solve the problem. It just makes things worse. It just compounds people's problems in their lives. So we continue here with your calls. Let's talk to Mike, listening in Canada. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike.
To change the subject a little bit,
okay.
I heard something on the internet tonight from another network concerning a proposal that would ban former military people from being civilian police officers. What the hell is that about?
A proposal banning former military from being police officers in Canada?
No, in the United States. It was on RBN.
Well, I don't know if there's any truth to that. Where is this supposed to be a federal thing, or is it only in one state, or what?
The lady was saying basically it was a federal proposal.
I find
now,
it hard to believe the feds would propose such a thing.
As a former military officer, I can't understand why that would be. I mean, I was base construction engineering. Why would somebody building sewers and roads be dangerous as a policeman?
It's obviously a ludicrous point. I mean, I generally understand where the mindset is coming from, in that a lot of the people in the military have been trained to take orders, trained to follow orders without question, and so they would make from the
government.
They've
also been conditioned to kill.
There's that, and from
most. Well, that's basically what she was saying. They're conditioned to kill without recourse.
Well, right. And from the government's perspective, that's a good thing because that's what they want in the police. They want police who aren't going to question. They want police who are going to obey orders without question and just follow them mindlessly. So I don't understand why the government would propose such a thing. It seems to be in their interest to have military members filtering down into the police. It seems to be in the interest of the police state.
Well, this lady's basically a wacko, I guess.
Wait, was it just a caller, or did you hear it during the news?
No, it was one of the people that presents the show.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if you're just listening to a talk radio host, there's plenty of wackos out there doing talk radio.
Okay, that's what somebody, I wanted to hear, Ian. Thank you very much.
Exactly, just including the show. Just because somebody is behind a microphone doesn't mean they have any credibility whatsoever. And I know that that's what talk radio hosts would like you to believe. That's sort of the mystique about talk radio.
Or a badge, or a big black robe.
Exactly, or a fancy
hat,
a fancy outfit. Just because you have an opinion and you have a microphone doesn't mean you actually know anything about what you're talking about. And it doesn't mean you have any way in possession of the facts. So whether you're listening to some big name show like a Rush Limbaugh or you're listening to some tiny unknown network, always question whatever it is that's coming out of your speakers. Don't just take it for granted. Don't take our word for it. Don't take our word that prohibition is a bad idea. Figure it out for yourself. Take a look at all of the evidence and analyze it and then make your own, draw your own conclusions. And if somebody makes a claim about something that is allegedly happening, if they don't have a source and they can't back it up, or their source is some rambling, kooky website, then, yeah, you know, that's really questionable. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We talked to a different Mike. This one is in Wisconsin. Mike, in Wisconsin, on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Guys, I'm so high on salvia, I think that was reason enough to keep it banned.
I don't think you were able to dial... You wouldn't be able to dial the phone if you were high on salvia.
No. I was just actually calling tonight, and I'm only able to listen to you guys normally on the podcast.
Okay.
And so I was at work today, and I heard yesterday how you mentioned that you were on the Tom Hartman show.
I was for about 10 minutes on one of his segments live from a political event that he was broadcasting from.
And, well, it wasn't until after Obama won, I was unfortunately stubborn, and I have a 30-gig MP3 player, and it was just like, I'm not going to delete my music for Liberty Podcast. I can just listen to my FM radio. It'll extend the life of my battery. I don't have to worry about all this stuff. And I would listen to Air America at work, unfortunately, and I wouldn't advise any of your listeners to do that. But after the Obama won the election, or won the fake election, or whatever, I finally just said, screw it, and I've been listening, thankfully, to... You know, you guys and Alex Jones, and, I mean, Tom Hartman, I have a particular disdain for that man.
Why?
He's very intellectually dishonest with his listeners. You know, he tries to portray himself as some sort of constitutional expert, but everything he does sways, you know, he's like, oh, the founding fathers were liberals. Well, technically, I guess they were classical liberals.
Yeah.
And he does these little mental tricks where he kind of fakes and leads his listeners down this kind of primrose path where the founding fathers. I actually heard him say that the founding fathers were socialists once. He said that on the air. And
well, you know, let's just like our last caller. If you're behind a microphone and you spout some nonsense, people will believe it. People have been trained to believe that just because someone is in the media, that it gives them extra credibility. And because this guy gets on the air and says, "I'm Tom Hartman, constitutional scholar. Listen to me when I tell you the founding fathers were socialists." I mean, people will believe that.
Yeah, and you know, I live in Madison, Wisconsin, which they call Madison 50 miles of or liberal surrounded by reality, basically. And I'm surrounded by these people all day, and I would just love to hear, you know, I wish Tom Hartman had cojones to get, like, you or Lou Rockwell or Murray Rothbard on the air.
Well, there's good news. I had mentioned last night that I wasn't able to find the interview after the fact, after it happened. I didn't know how to go about doing that at that time. But somebody has actually dug it up. James Olson has dug up the interview with me on Tom Hartman's show. It only lasted a segment, and I haven't actually listened to it yet, so I've not listened to it, but if it is what I believe it is, I'll go ahead and put it up on the website. Maybe not tonight, but certainly at some point this weekend I'll get it up there. He says that you kicked some booty on that. Too bad he ran away from you. I'd love to hear more of that debate. So it should be interesting. I look forward to hearing it.
I mean, Hartman is—he's a total intellectual coward. He has his talking points, but as soon as anybody basically confronts him on his logical fallacies, he runs away or hangs up or ends the interview.
That's so typical of talk show hosts.
There really does seem to be this sort of denial of actual physical reality with some liberal positions. I have to admit, I mean, I've done comics about it, you know, where this notion like you can pass laws and create resources out of thin air. You know, it's like when you say, you know, that people have a right to whether it's food or shelter or health care or whatever.
Right. If you write it down on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going to create those resources out of thin air. Obviously, that someone has to be forced to provide those resources. So you're saying when you say I have a right to these resources, you're saying I have a right to enslave someone else to provide those resources for me.
And, you know, they'll often do things like, you know, passing legislation in order to make things safer. Cars, for instance, catalytic converters and all these, you know, the safety features, side impact curtains, airbags and things like that, you know, that shoot out and kill kids and things like that. You know, I just wonder where it all ends because each one of these little things.
It doesn't end until it crashes.
Right. Each one of these little things increases the cost of a car, thereby making it that much more difficult to get a new car for somebody and thereby relegating them to an old, you know, death trap. The fact is they kill people with these little bits of legislation. You know,
and to be fair, that's not just liberals, but you're right. I mean, the unintended consequences of these laws when they don't really think through how is this actually going to be made? How are we actually going to carry through with this notion?
Yeah.
Like you said, it starts off with a good idea. Like, we don't want cars to blow up with people in them. And so they pass these laws, but they have to be enforced somehow.
Mike, you got 10 seconds for some final thoughts.
Basically, guys, keep up the great work. You guys, now instead of listening to Air America and beating my head against the wall of my cube, I walk around with a smile on my face now. So keep up the great work.
That's what it's all about, dude. Feeling good. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. Dental care in socialist land, the UK. We'll get to that. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.